As we discussed in the second presentation about fees, most people really don't understand how they're being charged when they invest with mutual funds and sometimes with other investments. The traditional old-fashioned way was through commissions. And people don't really like paying commissions. So that's how the no-load industry was born. But the brokers said, look, we got to get paid somehow, so we'll make it so that people don't have to pay any commissions. We'll tack on an annual fee, a wealth management fee, assets under management. And that way, oh, we're not your brokers, we're your wealth managers. Well, dear students, I'm not convinced. In fact, I'm convinced that this is an outrageous way to treat your clients, because over the long term, paying commissions is far cheaper than assets under management. And I get into pretty heated arguments. Usually I just try to keep my mouth shut, but the industry is basically decided that, you know, people don't want to pay commissions, so we'll screw them. I mean, we'll charge them assets under management. Now, to be sure, if you're only going to hold your mutual fund for a year, it's certainly a lot cheaper not to pay the commission and just pay the 1% or 2% or whatever they charge you every year. But you're not going to do that, right? You're long-term, prudent investors who are in it for the long term. And so if you do want a financial advisor, then you're going to see that paying the commission is far cheaper over the long term. Now, the problem with this is there's just so many different permutations where you could show either way. But what I'm going to show you is a large investment, a significant investment. And why? Because that's what financial advisors want. They want people who can write a check for $500,000 or $1 million. I remember talking with this guy from, Dunham or something like that. And he's saying, no, we don't want anybody who can't write a check for $1 million. And I said, you know, I don't really think it's in the best interest of the clients. I mean, certainly none of my clients are going, do I want them to do this, because they're going to wind up paying more over the long term. I certainly wouldn't buy it. And he said, what is the matter with you? You send them a bottle of wine on their birthday. You take them to the steakhouse. They'll love you. And, you know, I didn't know, I just didn't know how to respond to that. I just thought to myself, okay, be quiet, because you ain't going to win this argument. So what we're going to take a look at is a $500,000 investment. Now, the vast majority of us can't plunk down $500,000, but there are people who do. And often they're the people who seek out the help of the financial advisor. You know what? They don't need the financial advisor's help. It's the people who are trying to put $50, $100 a month away. They're the people who need our help, in my humble opinion. But as I was told when I first started, $50 a month is not going to be able to pay your rent or your mortgage. You're not going to make any money doing that, is what my boss said. I said, I don't need to make a whole lot of money. I'm a teacher first, a broker second. So let's take a look at that $500,000 investment. So this is a Class A share. So it's got an upfront fee. And there's the scary part. Be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity. And all the stuff that lets you go to sleep at night, helps you go to sleep at night. So remember, there's a 5.75% upfront fee for these. But that's only if you invest less than $25,000. Once you either invest more than that or your account gets higher than that, it goes down to 5%. 4.5, 3.5, 2.5. And finally, when you get to 500,000, you're paying an initial sales charge of 2%. Once it gets to be a million, you don't pay any sales charge. You see, the industry really likes rich people. So here you put in 500,000, but notice they're going to take 2% or 10 grand out. So how do you like paying your advisor? Well, you're not just paying the advisor, you're paying the mutual fund company, you're paying the brokerage firm the advisor works for, 10 grand. It's very similar to when you sell a house and you pay the real estate agent, you know, $15,000 or $30,000 to sell your house. Well, they don't get all of it, but that's why real estate agents always have such really good teeth, because and smile, really. You're like, hi, we'd like to charge you $30,000 to sell your house. So people just don't like that. They say, I don't want to pay 10 grand to start off with. So let's say you did. Let's say you listened to Piano and said, okay, I'm going to pay the upfront fee. Well, after 20 years, that $500,000 through two very serious bear markets has turned into $1.8 million. Now, I want you to remember that number, because we're going to compare this now to the you got it, right? You understand what I'm going to do. So $500,000 over 20 years became $1.8 million. Not bad. That's only 6.75%. And remember, this mutual fund over 80 years has done 12%, but the last 20 years have been difficult, and then easy, and then difficult, and then great. So we see the graph, and we see what happened. You know, here you went down, and then back up, and then, oh, there's 2008, so you're back where you started from. But hey, the last few years have been very, very good. What are the next few years? Well, it's hard to believe it'll continue like that, but we'll see. Remember, there's going to be times when you go down. So remember that number, 1.8 million. Now, let's go back and take a look at the same investment, but this time we're going to use the advisor shares. Woohoo, we're not your brokers. You don't have to pay an upfront fee. We just charge 1.25% per year. Actually, I think they charge it monthly, but I'm picking on Fisher Investments. And why? Because this guy's been picked on for the last few months for saying some really stupid comments. Now, he thought he was being funny. He thought he was, you know, but he didn't work out, not in the Me Too movement. So if you're really interested in seeing what happened to poor Ken Fisher, he's not that bad, folks. He's got over $1 billion in assets under management. But anyway, check him out, Fisher Investments. Just type in Fisher Investments, bad or stupid comments, and you'll see plenty of articles about how he got himself into hot water and lost a ton of clients. But that's what they want. They want 1.25%. So let's go down here. See? No upfront sales charge, no contingent deferred sales charge, no 12B1 sales charges, nothing. What they're sometimes called are clean shares. No anything. Except what? Except the advisor. It's supposed to be 1.25. How did I get 1.2? I have to redo that, folks. But it'll be very similar. It should be 1.25 in the next. I'm sure. Let's see. Make sure I didn't mess up. But 1.25%. And so we start off with 500,000, and notice there's no 10 grand hit there. But it doesn't take a genius to say 2%. Oh, stop it. No, I'm sorry. That was an application that just tried to reinstall itself or something. My apologies. I'll see if I can cut that out in Camtasia, but I'm not very good at that. So you put in 500,000 and you don't have any commission, but you're going to get charged 1.25%. I got to redo that, but let's continue and see what happens here. It'll be a little different, not much different. It'll be a little hot, actually a little less you'll be have. So you start off with 500,000 and you wind up with 1.49 million. Wait a minute, what was the other one? 1.8 million, right, at 5.62%. Why? Because you're getting charged some people charge 2%. I've seen it as low as 0.8%, and then there's other companies where you don't really get you don't get your personal investment advisor, but you get an investment team or something like that, and then they charge as little as 0.5%. So we might run it for 0.5%, but still, you see what happens? You pay 10 grand up front, or you wind up with a whole almost $400,000 less over 20 years. So now, let's see the graph. It looks pretty much the same. But you see, do people really understand that? No, they don't. You send them a bottle of wine on their birthday. Take them to the golf course. Take them to the steakhouse. They'll love you. It makes me ill. But that's the industry, you know. I mean, nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect. And I'm an outlier. I don't have to worry about making my mortgage payment from my brokerage firm. It's called gravy. I just do it for fun. I love it. But other people do. You know, I'm a teacher. I make my living off of teaching. So now let's take a look at what happens when we extend the time frame to 25 years. Now it just gets ridiculous. So here's the A shares. 2%, meaning we had to pay that 10 grand fee. And of course, if we can write a check for $1 million, we don't pay anything. $500,000 turns into over 25 years, $5.3 million. Why is that? Because of those extra years without the bear market at almost 10%, 9.95. $5.3 million. I remember that, $5.3 million. And the graph should look very similar. We start to see the beginning of the exponential curve. But now let's get take a look at the same investment using the advisor fee with no upfront fee. Oh, no, we're not your brokers. We're your wealth managers. But subject there, I got it right that time, 1.25%. Remember, the other one was 1.2, so actually would have been less. So I'll redo it, but realize it's not going to change much. And after 4 million, what was that, 5.3 million versus 4 million? That's what that extra 1.25%. Now, Mr. Fisher, and he's not, again, I'm picking on Fisher Investments, but it's de rigueur now. You go to an investment advisor, they're going to tell you we charge assets under management fee, wealth management fee, and they're going to poo-poo Payano because he's old-fashioned. He charges that commission. Ooh, but who? Do you want to pay me now or do you want to pay them an outrageous amount later? Yeah. Oh, well, but you see, the problem is there are so many different permutations, starting with $50 a month or starting with $500,000 and then everything in between or starting with a million, that you just have to look at each individual situation the same. And if you're not in it for the long term, if you're the kind of person buy and sell and buy and sell and buy and sell, well, first of all, I wish you good luck because you're going to need it. And secondly, yeah, you don't want to be paying the commissions every time you buy and sell and buy and sell because you'll just get eaten alive with commissions. So keep a long-term perspective, pay the upfront fee if you want that advisor's help, or you investment gurus, you're going to be your own investment advisors, and some of you may even make yourself into the industry, and then you'll remember what Payano says, but you'll do what your boss tells you to do and charge your clients assets under management, send them a bottle of wine on their birthday, take them to the steakhouse, and they'll love you. See ya!